In today's gospel reading, we see a comparison between true charity and a fake one. Government or even NGOs could use charity as a way to profit and to line their pockets. For example, in my own country, the government have pocketed so much of the international aids and help. So by the time $1 million reached to the people, probably 1,000 or 10,000 really get to the people. Because it's gone through layers and layers of corruption, bribery, and stuff. Yes, socialism, communism sounds so good. Supposed to care for the people, but the people in charge care for themselves first. And that is false charity. That we use the poor to profit and to line our pockets. That's the greatest condemnation there is. And when we use the poor and capitalize on the poor, even with NGOs or charitable organization, God sees our intentions. And if we use the poor instead of serving them, then we're not truly acting out of true charity. God sees. And God knows, and He understands why. Jesus taught us true charity. Because charity comes from the Latin word caritas, which means to love. To love our neighbor. To give everything that God had blessed us with. Not just in a monetary or physical or humanistic sense, but out of love for our neighbor. We're called to serve. We're called to bless. We're called to give ourselves to one another out of true charity, not just to capitalize on the poor. And that's why Mother Teresa and her sisters is very adamant about. Oftentimes, when you hear the press or the news or typical people talk about Mother Teresa and her sisters and their work, you think like they are wonderful charity workers. But they're very adamant that we're not social or charity workers. We're serving Christ in the poorest of the poor. They serve the poor out of true charity. Out of love for Christ. Not just to change the world. Not just to hide behind a mission-led or a volunteer-based organization. They do it out of love for Christ. Because Christ had taught us what it truly means to love. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, let us heed to the words of what Jesus said today. And the words that Judas the Iscariot also said. Why would this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor? Even the gospel said, he said this not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money back and used to steal contribution. That's condemnation upon him. And therefore, don't be like Judas Iscariot. Don't be like the one who hide behind nice words or nice intention. Be like Jesus, who truly called out the wrong and did what was right. Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. Choose charity, choose love, choose in our own personal way what is truly mean to love in giving ourselves to one another in return to the love that Christ has for us.